Hey everyone, and welcome back to Lifted. This is Jessica Lane here, your friendly neighborhood cheerleader for all things mental well-being. Today, we're diving headfirst into a topic that feels like a tightrope walk sometimes. How to prioritize your own needs when the people around you aren't exactly playing the supportive role they should be. Ever felt like you're constantly putting everyone else's needs first, even if it leaves you feeling drained and depleted? You know that feeling when you finally have a moment to breathe and someone comes barging in with a new request? Let's be real, sometimes the people closest to us aren't always on the same page as we are when it comes to self-care. They might not understand why you need me time, or think your boundaries are just being picky. But here's the thing, taking care of yourself isn't selfish, it's essential. So, how do we navigate this tricky terrain? Here are 5 key takeaways that can help you prioritize your needs even when others aren't on board. First up, remember that you deserve to have your needs met. It sounds simple, but it's often the first thing we forget when we're caught up in caring for everyone else. You are worthy of love, respect, and time dedicated to your own well-being. Think of it this way. You can't pour from an empty cup. If you're constantly giving without replenishing yourself, you're going to burn out eventually. Second, it's okay to say no. Learning to politely decline requests that drain your energy or time is crucial. Don't feel pressured to overextend yourself just because someone else expects it. It's not about being rude, it's about setting healthy boundaries and protecting your own well-being. Third, communicate clearly and assertively. Explain your needs to the people in your life in a calm and direct way. Let them know why prioritizing self-care is important to you and how their actions can impact your ability to take care of yourself. Sometimes, all it takes is a little open communication for people to understand where you're coming from. Fourth, schedule me time into your week. Treat it like any other important appointment, something you wouldn't miss for the world. This could be anything from taking a long bath, going for a walk in nature, reading a good book, or simply enjoying some quiet time alone. Whatever brings you joy and helps you recharge, make sure to carve out dedicated time for it. Finally, remember that you are not responsible for other people's happiness. While it's natural to want to help those we love, we can't control how they feel or what choices they make. Focus on taking care of yourself and let go of the need to fix everyone else. Let me tell you a story about my friend Sarah. She used to be constantly volunteering for everything, putting everyone's needs before her own. She was amazing at it, always willing to lend a hand. But eventually, she hit burnout. She was exhausted, overwhelmed, and constantly feeling drained. It took some tough conversations with her loved ones, but she finally started prioritizing her own well-being. She started saying no more often, scheduling me time, and focusing on things that brought her joy. The change was incredible. Not only did Sarah feel happier and healthier, but her relationships actually improved because she was able to show up for others in a more genuine and sustainable way. So remember, prioritizing your own needs isn't about being selfish. It's about taking care of yourself so you can be the best version of you. It's not always easy, especially when others aren't on board, but trust me, it's worth it. Think about that friend who always seemed to have their life together. They probably weren't just born that way. They probably learned how to prioritize themselves. Take a step today towards prioritizing your own needs. Even something small like scheduling 30 minutes for yourself to do something you love can make a big difference. Share this episode with someone who might need to hear it, leave a review if you enjoyed it, and let me know in the comments what steps you're taking to prioritize your well-being. And remember, keep lifting each other up, one day at a time. See you on the next episode.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.